This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Robert Siegel at the Republican National Convention in New York City. Karen Hughes is President Bush's political advisor. She used to be White House Communications Director, went back to Texas, and returned a couple of weeks ago to work on the campaign. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
President Bush gives a speech this evening that you've worked with and you've already called optimistic, future-oriented, and visionary. Is this going to be the unveiling of the second-term agenda that we heard was coming since the spring?
It absolutely is, and he talks about it. He basically will say tonight that a presidential campaign is a contest for the future. And he'll talk a little bit about what he believes and where he stands and what he's done as a means to explain that he is able to accomplish things. We've got a lot of big things to do. We have to reform our intelligence. We have to wage and win the war against terror. And he's had a record of accomplishment in Washington. And mostly he will spend the speech talking about his agenda for a new term. He'll talk. It's about half domestic policy and half foreign policy.
You've used the word visionary. Does visionary in this case suggest a vision in the way that presidents have had visions of a new deal for America, a great society, a kinder, gentler America? Can you sum it up for us in some simple vision?
Well, he'll talk about the transformational power of liberty. He's going to talk about liberty. And for years, in our country's foreign policy basically focused on stability around the world. And we've now seen the result of stability is sometimes great anger. When people have lived under repressive governments and feel no hope, they strap bombs on their bodies and they go and blow other people up. And so he'll talk about the need to spread freedom and the transformational power of spreading liberty around the world. And so I think it is a big idea. He kept exhorting us during the speech practices last week to, this is a big change. You've got to make it bigger. You've got to help people understand. I believe this at my very core, that liberty will change lives and make America safer and make the world a more hopeful place. He'll also talk about a very significant change in American society and the way Americans live and work, and about changing government to make sure that it serves people and helps them achieve their dreams in that changed environment.
There was a poll out today released by the American Research Group, which came up with a dead heat, another dead heat, 47-47. It also found, this is what I want to ask you about, that 47% of Americans think the U.S. economy is getting worse, and 52% of registered voters, they found, disapprove of the way the president's handling the economy. First of all, tomorrow morning the Labor Department has some new jobs figures coming out. How much would good numbers help, and how much would bad numbers hurt?
Well, I think we've seen steady job growth. We've added 1.5 million new jobs since August a year ago.
Still,
and
a net loss, though, for the administration.
Good. Well, I think the American people remember that September 11th happened, and in the weeks and months after September 11th, more than a million people were immediately thrown out of work. It was a major shockwave into our economy, and thanks to the tax relief that the president was able to work with Congress and enact, our economy has come back from recession. Our unemployment rate right now is 5.5%, which is lower than the average unemployment in this country in the 70s, in the 80s, and in the years of President Clinton in the 90s.
But how do you understand this contrast between a lot of numbers you can cite, many statements that the economy has been rebounding, it has been growing, and the persistent impression of many, many Americans, not only that it isn't recovering fast, but it's getting worse?
I think it's an unsettling time, and the president will talk a little bit about that, because the world is changing, because our global economy has created new markets for our goods and products overseas, but it's also created new competition for American workers, and that's unsettling. And he'll talk about the role of government being to help equip those workers with skills and training that they need to find different and better-paying jobs. I also think when you're at a time of war, it tends to be an unsettling time, and when the news is led by reports of violence and bloodshed, that people are a little unsettled, and I certainly can understand that.
Well, Karen Hughes, thanks a lot for talking with us
today.
Thank
you so much, Robert.
President's political advisor, former White House communications director, Karen Hughes.